praise you, Lord Jesus. Aren't you grateful that Jesus has come into the world and come into your heart? Amen? Praise God. A Savior has been born, and His name is Jesus. And He is exactly like His Father that is in heaven. He has the exact nature and character of the Father that is in heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why don't you just turn around and say Merry Christmas to someone that's with you or is across the aisle today. Just say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Praise the Lord, it is a Merry Christmas. Matt, if you could give me Hebrews chapter 1, the first three verses this morning on an NLT, I'd appreciate it. Glory to God. Merry Christmas. I hope you're enjoying the Christmas season with family and friends and the Lord Jesus. Because He's here. He's here. He's right in our hearts through the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Glory to God. The letter to Hebrews is a letter to the children of Israel all about the excellency of Christ. It's explaining to the children of Israel that Christ is above all things, that He has come. And so everything has changed about the way that God is going to interact with man because Jesus has come and a new covenant through Jesus Christ, through His blood and through His death on the cross, through His resurrection has come. And it is changing forever the way that God interacts with man. And here in Hebrews chapter 1 and the first three verses, it begins that way to explain exactly who Jesus is and what He has done in bringing forgiveness of sins into our lives and bringing a new life in God into our lives and how He is the one that's speaking to us now. God is speaking to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And God wants you to have that relationship with Him where you are hearing God Almighty who created heaven and earth speak to you. Imagine that for a moment. The Lord who has created everything, the world and everything in it, speaking to you. That's what God wants with every single one of us. And that's why He sent Jesus into the world as the Savior of the world. Let's read the first three verses of Hebrews chapter 1. Jesus Christ is God's Son is the header on this chapter in my Bible. Glory to God. We need to believe that to the bottom of our souls, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Son of God. Listen to what the author says as he writes to the children of Israel to explain Jesus Christ to God's people. He says, long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, He created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and He sustains everything by His mighty power of His command. When He had cleansed us from our sins, He sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. Let's just pray for a moment. Father, I pray you would just open our ears and open our hearts to your word, to what you are saying to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, I thank you for the blessing that it is that we are a people created by you to live in relationship with you. And we are a people who hear what God is saying into our lives. Help us, God. Help us to have faith to respond to what you are saying, oh God. To live according to what you are saying into our lives. To be guided by what you are saying into our lives. You're not a God who's far away or can't be reached. You are a God who is near, who is speaking to us and loves us and wants to walk with us and talk with us along the way in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. The birth of Jesus brought a revolution in the way that God speaks to men. And the author explains this in the Old Testament. God spoke through the prophets. He spoke through all the prophets and He spoke to men in that way. And the prophets had the Holy Spirit in measure. But God sent Jesus Christ to have the fullness of His measure. And this is the revolution that has changed the world as the Savior has come into the world. In the Old Testament, God spoke to Adam, and said to him that the Messiah should come of the seed of the woman. God spoke to Abraham that he should spring forth from his loins, the Messiah, and spoke to Jacob that he should be the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He spoke to King David that he should be born from his house, from his lineage. And he spoke to the prophet Micah that he should be born in Bethlehem. Bless you. And he spoke to the prophet Isaiah that he should be born of a virgin. God has spoken to men by dreams and visions and angelic visitations. Christians in ancient days. But now, and I mean right now, I mean right now today, this Christmas season, God has chosen to speak through the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, the final and complete revelation of God to man, which is the gospel, which is the good news. God has chosen in this day to bring Jesus Christ and speak through his life the good news that there is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be saved from our sins. Can you say amen? We need the forgiveness of God in our lives to come back into a relationship with God that brings us into the eternal life of God. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is complete. It is complete in its nature. It is a full revelation. That's what the author is saying here at the beginning of Hebrews. But now, in these times, God has chosen to speak through his Son, Jesus Christ. It is final and it is complete in nature. Nothing needs to be added to the gospel. All men everywhere need to repent and believe the gospel and have their relationship with God restored through faith in Jesus Christ. There's no need to adjust the gospel to conform to culture or to whatever's happening in the course of history, in the history of man. The gospel is the full and final revelation of Jesus Christ that has come into the world. And it is the revelation that has come to save the world. Man, we see man all over the world trying to save the world and trying to change what's happening in the world. Only Christ can affect the change that's needed to bring life into the world. Whoever repents and believes this gospel, Christians, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, pray for those that you come in contact with. Pray for those in your family, those that you are near to, that the Holy Spirit will soften their hearts so they could recognize their need of God and repent and ask God's forgiveness and ask Christ into their lives, that they could be saved, that they could be truly brought into the family of God. Whoever sets his heart on the living God will find Jesus taking possession of that heart in the most wonderful way. The word teaches that Jesus, and we read it here in the text this morning, that Jesus inherits all things. God has sent Jesus into the world, and ultimately he will inherit all things. The Son is the final cause. He is the end of all things. In the revelation at the end of the Bible, it says, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end of all things. I think as believers and as the Church of Jesus Christ, in these days that we are living in right now, we need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as the beginning. Jesus is the beginning. He is the beginning of all things. In the verses we read this morning, it says that God created the worlds through Jesus Christ. He is the beginning of all things, and all power and authority rests in him. And so the Lord who created the world also, and this is really important, and let's embrace it for this Christmas season, that Jesus Christ who created the world that we live in, he has authority and power to change the world. Are you with me this morning? The Bible describes the world as something that is growing old, just like you are. Even if you're young, even if you're a child in the service this morning, because it's Christmas Eve, we're all staying together for the service this morning. The world is growing old. The Bible describes it as like a garment, your favorite jacket that eventually wore out and you had to put it in the clothing bin or you had to discard it. But Jesus, who created all things, who created everything in the world, he comes to change the world. Ultimately, he comes to change the world. He has power and authority to change the world, it says in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And right now we live in a world where man is frantically trying to change what's happening in the world that he lives in. But man can't change the world that he lives in. Jesus Christ is the Lord of heaven and earth. Amen? Before the foundations, he created the world that we live in. He created the universe that we live in. And he alone has the power to change the world. He alone can change a man or a woman's heart so that they not only love God and are in fellowship and relationship with God, but they're actually able to love people, all people, recognizing that God has created all people and God loves every person that he has created. In verse 3 of the text that we read this morning, verse 3, it says, of all that exists, the end and the beginning meet in him. They meet. They come together in Jesus Christ. Know this morning, it is the Lord that's holding things together in this world that we live in right now. Okay? If the Lord were not holding things together, I don't even want to think about where the world would be in that place. The Bible says that that he is literally by the mighty power of his command, he is holding all things together. And we need to know this because it's of the utmost importance that we know the glory of Jesus Christ. Here in these verses this morning, it talks about the Lord in verse 3. The sun radiates God's own glory. The glory of God is in the Lord Jesus Christ as he is at the right hand of the Father and has sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts as we have received him and been born again. And we talked about that last week, how the morning star rises in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that the glory of God radiates. It radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. We need to know the glory of Jesus Christ, because the more that we fill our souls with the glory of Jesus Christ, the more confidence that we will have that Jesus can change our lives supernaturally. He can touch our lives and change our lives and mold us and make us into his character and his image. I'm so grateful that Christmas is falling on Sunday again this year, for we get to have church twice. I know that for me, that's a special place in my heart, because at a time in my life when I was really, really hurting, church was available twice on Sunday. You could go twice, and I needed to go twice. I needed to be close to the Lord through his Holy Spirit, because he was supernaturally healing my life and helping me and lifting me up in those days. So today's a wonderful day of being able to just worship the Lord two times, coming together. The more that we fill our souls with the glory of God, the more confidence we will have in him to do a divine and a supernatural work in our lives. I don't know about you, but I was a big job. I was a big job for the Lord. Maybe it wasn't a big job for the Lord, but it was a big job in my heart that needed healing, that needed restoration, that needed deliverance, that needed light to come into my mind and into my heart. His life, it is knowing the glory of Christ that this leads us into a living fellowship with God. That's why God sent the Savior, so that the living fellowship with mankind could be restored, so people would have the opportunity to come back into fellowship with God, because God created us to be in fellowship with us, because he loves us and cares about us. We'll talk about that tonight as we worship tonight. Jesus has come so that God can be so much more than an acquaintance. Okay? It is one thing to know about God. It is quite another thing to know God and to know the glory of God that is life-changing and powerful in every single one of our lives. And Jesus brings us directly into the presence of God, directly into living contact with the Father. Listen, it's only as we are in that fellowship with God and he is speaking to us through a relationship with Jesus Christ that we are truly blessed, that we truly profit and grow and are blessed by our relationship with God, because Jesus brings us directly into the presence of God. In the book of Hebrews, you can read ahead. It'll talk about by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can boldly come into the throne room of God. We can boldly come into God's presence. We don't have to knock. We don't have to ring the bell. We don't have to get an appointment. We are sons and daughters of the living God. Amen. And we are welcome in his presence. We are embraced in his presence. And this is the life that he has for us. The life that he sent his only son to die on the cross so that we could have. It's so much more than just thinking about God or knowing God in that way, in an intellectual way. Jesus has come so that we can know and experience the power in which God can dwell and work in our hearts. We need the Lord's power in our lives. Amen. That comes through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It comes through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I hope you are born again. I hope you have received Christ in this church this morning. And as you have repented, you have been baptized in water, which makes a public statement that says, I'm serving the Lord now. I believe that Jesus' death on the cross has made provision for me to be forgiven of my sins and come back into a right relationship with God. And as I have been regenerated and born again, I have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a baptism of fire. Power of God has come upon my life to effect amazing change that I could never effect myself. God wants us to know him in the fullness of what he has brought into our lives through the Lord Jesus Christ, so we would know him fully in our lives. We're grateful that Jesus came at Christmas to restore fellowship with God. Amen? Can you say amen? Jesus came at Christmas to restore the fellowship with God we were created for, which he
lost in the fall.
Who lost?
God lost.
God lost fellowship
with the people that he created when the fall happened.
And so right away, the Lord makes provision so that that fellowship
could be restored. This morning, we're here worshiping because the Lord Jesus Christ has come and as our Savior. But the great work of God in heaven,
what God is
at the forefront of his mind, and we know the forefront of his mind and his thought through the Word of God and through the Scriptures. But the great work in heaven, the chief thought and longing in God's heart and in the heart of Jesus
is to reach your heart
and to speak to you.
This is God's desire.
This is his passion.
So that God will be right
in your face in a wonderful way
and speak to you.
This is why Christmas has come.
So that God can speak to you.
And you don't have to just know about God or have some religion in your life.
But you are connected to God Almighty through a relationship with Jesus Christ
in such a way that he is speaking to you. And the author writes that way because he wants the children of Israel to know in the past, God spoke to us through the prophets, but now he has come and speaks to us through his son, Jesus Christ.
Listen, when God speaks to you, your life will be touched. Your life will be changed
because God starts right in on you with that I love you stuff. He starts right in on your heart that way so you can begin to understand how much he loves you and how much he cares about you.
We'll talk more about that tonight.
You know, there are times, there's times in our lives where it rises in our hearts.
It's just a deep longing for God.
It's an ache for God who has created us, created our lives and brought us into this world.
It rises up in our hearts,
this longing for God.
Listen, you need to treasure that
because what's happening in that moment
is God is drawing you.
He's drawing you to himself
through the Holy Spirit that's working in your heart and touching your heart.
Maybe the Holy Spirit's touching your heart right now,
because you know from the scriptures and that I've read this morning that God wants to speak to me.
He wants to speak to me. He wants to bring his words into my heart.
The word of God is a blessing beyond measure. Amen.
Because God speaks blessing into your heart
and into your life.
Eternal teaching,
education won't cut it.
We need God to speak into our hearts and into every single one of our lives. And if the Holy Spirit's been drawing you to God and bringing you to God,
go with that.
Go with that.
And how do I go with that?
Believe in the Savior.
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's how I go. That's how I come in agreement with that longing that's in my heart
to be with God.
Become a real disciple of Jesus Christ.
A real disciple.
And if you read the Gospels in the New Testament, any of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John,
God will speak into your heart of how to be Jesus's disciple.
How to follow the Lord Jesus.
Jesus will speak directly himself, the hearts and intentions of God
for you to follow him.
When Jesus came by Matthew at the tax table, there he was with all the money piled up on the table that he was collecting for the government, but a lot of it was his too.
And Jesus came by that table and he said, leave everything there and come and follow me.
What was on that table had no value compared to what Jesus was about to speak into Matthew's life.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Become a disciple.
Let him exert his power in your heart
to hear God speak to you.
It is through a relationship with Jesus Christ that your ears will be opened and you will hear God Almighty speaking into your lives in a way that is life-changing.
That's life-changing.
I thought this morning we could just pray along those lines for ourselves and for our families, that we could pray along the lines of my Lord Jesus.
That always just changes my posture before God. When I say my Lord Jesus,
is he your Lord this morning?
Is he the Lord of your life?
My Lord Jesus,
we'll pray this morning.
Reveal the Father to me
that I may know that he speaks to me,
that I know it.
I know God is speaking to me.
And we can pray that this morning. We can pray that all together. And that's my prayer for these verses and this message this morning is that you would know that God is speaking to you.
You would know it to the bottom of your soul that God is saying that.
And not only that,
but that I want to respond.
I want to respond to what God is saying to me
through the Savior,
through his son, Jesus Christ,
because God is everywhere all the the time, okay? He's omnipotent. That means he can speak to you, and he can speak to the person sitting next to you. He can speak to somebody on the other side of the world exactly what they need that day. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. And we need to know it. We need to know it and believe it this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Why don't you stand and let's just pray along these lines this morning. Lord Jesus, we just pray this morning, reveal the Father to us. Reveal the Father to us. Lord, open our ears so we are hearing what God is speaking into our lives, oh God, this Christmas season, this time in history, Lord God. Father, I pray above all things that we would know that God speaks to us through Jesus Christ the Savior. He speaks to us, and his words are spirit, and they are life to us. They are life to us. We immediately connect to your words, God, because we are created by you, for you. Help us to realize that, connect to that this morning, that we were created to live in fellowship with you, and you have done everything to restore that fellowship that was lost in the fall. God, we live in a fallen world, but we know that Jesus is also the beginning. He has the power to change the world that we live in, and he has a plan to effect his change through his church in the world that we live in, oh God. So in the spirit, we look to the days ahead, oh God, and know that there is a mighty change coming to the church, oh God. There is a mighty change coming to God's people. There is a mighty returning to God's word, and there is a mighty harvest in these days that are yet ahead of us. People are going to be touched and drawn to the Father through the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this world. And we pray in advance right now, oh God, over every heart that's being touched and tugged on by the Holy Spirit, that there would be an eye-opening experience of recognizing our need of you, oh God, recognizing our need of your forgiveness, are recognizing our need for your life to dwell in my heart. Father, we praise you this morning. We thank you for sending Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we just declare it in this church this morning. Jesus is my Lord and Savior this morning. And he helps me to know that God speaks to me through the Holy Spirit that is in my heart. So Lord, we thank you for not just this Christmas celebration, but we thank you for your presence here right in this moment by your Holy Spirit. I pray for any person in church this morning that is being touched by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit's tugging at their heart, oh God. Father, I pray that you'll help them to understand that if they believe in their heart, confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, they can be saved. They can be saved from a world that is passing away like an old garment. But your words never pass away, God. Your word is eternal, God. And we thank you for it this morning. And I thank you for helping us to know that you are speaking to us. So God, open our ears in these days that we are living in to hear the voice of the living God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. We give you all praise and all glory. We leave this church today celebrating Christmas, bowing before you, adoring you, Jesus, worshiping you, Jesus. You have come. You have come to save the world. And by faith this morning, we receive that gift of salvation. We receive that gift of salvation that's free to us as the created sons and daughters of God. Father, I thank you and praise you for your goodness in our lives and your touch. And I thank you that you're a God who speaks to us, walks with us, and talks with us, oh God. So we just give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Amen.